Hey, welcome back after 2 weeks off.
Hello.
It's episode 50. I had to look at it. 53.
It's the Not All Here podcast.
Now the next goal is to reach 104.
If you're new here, how did you find us?
Exactly.
If you're not new,
welcome back. Man, I'm not gonna lie. After episode 52, you know, that felt like we basically talked for a year. Now it feels like we're... You know, just like, you know how when you had a calendar, I don't know if you used to like have calendars like on a wall and stuff. And then once you're done with that calendar for that year, you go, all right, here's a fresh one for the next year. That's what it feels like.
As an adult, I used to buy calendars and then never use them.
I get that.
Did you do it? Did you ever do that?
I was the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd have like a good like track record of, okay, but I'm keeping up with like the first month or two. After that, I got lazy and was just like, nah.
I feel like with cell phones, there's no more calendars except for old people.
Except for...
Which, when we're old, we'll probably buy calendars and keep the cycle going.
I'm actually, I use like a planner right now.
You're fancy.
Yeah, no, I actually have another one coming because I have a red one where I write everything down just to keep me organized. Because if not, then I kind of tend to lose track of like what needs to be done and what takes priority. So that keeps me of like, okay, I got this, I can do this, I can do this this week and, you know, so on and so forth.
Very fancy, bro.
Very. Them motherfuckers ain't cheap. They're like, I think it. So what's cool about it? This is so boring. Let's talk about.
Oh gosh.
But what's cool about
our listeners already closed.
They're like, man, turn this episode off. This fucking episode sucks. No. What's cool about it is it's a planner / calendar to do thing that can start any time of the year. So it doesn't have like, you know, January to whatever. It's like all empty and you fill it in as you go. So like this one, I started in February or March. So now I'm picking up where I'm leaving off from the previous one.
I get
but it's like 20, 30 bucks for that shit.
What you gotta do?
So
you gotta do the things that are important to you.
Very true. Like, let me ask you this, because then that actually brings an interesting question.
I'm not doing it.
Growing up. Compared to now, do you do things differently? Do you plan things? Or are you kind of just, you have one big task that you try to work towards?
I don't know, dude. I'm kind of disjointed. Sometimes I plan things and sometimes I don't. Things tend to go better when I plan them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just go with the flow.
You more go with the flow?
What about you?
Me? So I'm a mix. So like... Sometimes with certain things, I'll just go with the flow and not even like write it down of what I need to do or whatever. But then there comes a point sometimes where when I do that for too long, then I kind of feel like I'm not really accomplishing anything. So I have to recheck myself.
Right.
And then I'll be like, let me write this shit down just to make sure I can see what I'm doing or what I need to do. And then also I'll be forgetting shit all the time. Like I'll forget that I have to go do things.
That's
or something.
My problem. I actually started writing down like a grocery list in my notes or a phone on my app. Which makes me feel like an old person. But if I don't do it, every time I go there, I'm going to forget half the shit I needed to get.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Going to the grocery store and be like, oh, shit, I forgot to get the thing that I was going to the store for.
Exactly.
So I do that all the time. Same thing with like writing lyrics or writing passwords and shit. Now, that makes me feel old writing passwords down, but...
I don't do that.
You don't do that?
No.
Do you like...
Passwords are right here. I got like four or five of them.
And you just interchange between them?
It's one of those. And if it's not, I just got to reset the password.
You know what sucks is, like, so I use Google Chrome to browse the web, right? Mm-hmm. And they have that save your password feature. Yeah. And I was like, yo, if I had to restart, I wouldn't remember probably some of these, like, logins to these places.
You don't do a new password every time.
No. I do kind of like you have a variation. I think mine is more like maybe three to six different variations. And some of them are just a variation of a previous password, like a slight change or two, you know, just because I'm like, at this point, I'm like, why do something new? My partner, my girl, she does something where it tripped me out. So you know how sometimes when you create an account to a website, they'll say, here's a suggested password. Mm-hmm. And it's like different numbers, different symbols, just to make it hard. She does that. And so what she has to do is if she forgets a password, she has to go in through her thing and then she'll have to like we had to log in for something. She's like, here's a password, exclamation point, **3*4. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So it's different for everything.
Yeah, it's different. Whatever the computer tells her as a suggestion, she's like, bet. And then just saves it into her browser or whatever. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you go through the world like that? And yeah.
What if that's a thing, and then that suggested password is a password a lot of people use on that website?
I wonder what the chances are. I wonder if it's like...
if it's random or if they have the same suggested password every time.
You gotta, that makes you think that how many, like, what's the probability of, like, what's the amount of variations they can have? Infinite, isn't it? Almost? Because, like, a computer...
Well, it's not infinite.
Oh, it's not infinite?
Well, it depends on how many characters. So, okay. It's limited by the characters.
Oh, okay. Because, like, after a while, it's gotta be, like, a big-ass number. Or at least I would think so.
Did you know that even fingerprints aren't necessarily...
unique?
Unique.
Really?
There's technically, there's one person out there right now, because there's a certain number of combinations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think the number of combinations is less than the number of people on Earth.
Whoa.
So some people out there literally have the exact same fingerprint.
That's weird. That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah. Didn't something like that happen to where somebody committed a crime and they thought they had the guy, but it was actually somebody else? I can't remember. It's somebody who had the same exact fingerprint.
Well, I don't know if that happened, but situations like that can happen with DNA.
Oh, okay.
You know, identical brother, or maybe a brother you didn't even know was your brother.
That's crazy.
You know, they could catch the killer by, you know, oh, this, you know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I actually wanted to bring up something else, too. Speaking on that is, I don't have you ever, you know, the whole, the whole program called 23andMe, I think. And I was thinking about doing it. My girl did it, and she figured out, like, her ancestry or what she's made up or whatever, and I thought about doing it. And then I also thought about doing, what is it, Ancestry.com, you know? And because a friend of mine at work does it, and he's like, he found out he was related to somebody he had worked with for, like, 8 years, and he didn't even know it.
What?
It was, like, a distant cousin or something like that.
And you can Google this after we're done. One bad thing about those sites is there's some really weird stuff in the terms of service.
Oh, really?
They, like, own you.
What?
They, like, own your DNA.
Holy.
And in the future, when there's a Terminator robot war, they're going to clone you, and you're going to be fighting on the ancestry side.
That's not the first time I've heard of that.
There's some weird stuff. Yeah. There's literally people out there that say, do not use that.
Yeah, do not use it.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That's what, because that makes me think of, that's why Andrew Yang would be like, you should get paid for your information like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the companies just kind of sell it and give it to whoever to put that shit out there.
I think I've said this before on the podcast. I don't know if you'll remember. But do you know that I'm actually related to George Washington?
Really? Is it, like, very distant?
So it's 12 times removed. So what that means is that my great, 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 whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take it back 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
His brother was George Washington.
Wow.
So I'm not a descendant of George. I'm a descendant of one of George's brothers. Or sister.
Or sister. That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah. That reminds me of a thing. I think it was, there was a some sort of, like, not the dinosaurs dying out, but there's some sort of meteor or comet. I heard it on Joe Rogan podcast that they were talking about that happened that almost wiped out the human civilization. And it left only, I think, like about 5,000 people left.
Mm-hmm.
And then those 5,000 people are basically what came out. We came out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in a way, that's why there's like people who are like distantly related and shit like that, which is wild to like to think about that out of those 5,000 people, this is what happened.
I read some weird stuff a while back that, what's it, General Tso? You know, the guy the chicken's named after?
Oh,
General
Yeah.
He's like a descendant of, like, or the descendant of, like, I hope this isn't wrong, and I hope this wasn't a racist Asian joke.
Oh, boy.
But I saw that he was, like, the father of, like, a huge amount of Asians.
Are you thinking of, I think I've heard something like that with people, what is it? I don't think it was Genghis Khan, but Mongolian, a lot of in the Asian.
The Ming Dynasty or something?
Yeah, something like that. Because of what they were doing back in the day, they were just like basically raping a bunch of women and stuff like that.
Mm.
A lot of the men in, I can't remember specifically what Asian ethnicity,
mm-hmm.
they're made up of Mongolian, they have Mongolian in them or something like that, to that effect, because of the pillaging and all the shit that they were doing back in the day.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
They're like, there's a scientist somewhere randomly. Who the fuck? Like, there's a DNA. I don't know what the fuck a DNA scientist is.
But I am related to George Washington.
And that's crazy. I share a birthday with him.
Really?
Me and George Washington have the same birthday.
Dang.
That's 1 degree removed. No, because I never know him.
Congrats on your birthday. You just turned 40.
Four.
That's a big accomplishment.
Turned a big 5-0. No.
Big accomplishment, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it. It was chill. It was really chill. It's great. I think this is like the first birthday that I actually kind of felt a little old, a little bit. And usually I feel very young and very just whatever. But like this birthday, on my birthday, I really didn't do anything because I was working. So celebrated on the weekend. Mm. People came over and I just started like, we had a little get together. And then on the get together, we're partying, and then by 10 o'clock, I was like, I'm ready for this to be over. I was like, I'm ready to go to sleep. And so that happened. Yeah. But hold on, let me fix this real quick. This shit's leaving.
Well, yeah, man. How old are you now? I don't know if you want to answer that on the podcast.
No, I'm cool with it. I'm fine with my age. 33.
33.
Just turned 33. Okay. So still young, still kicking it with the kids.
I'm at that age where I feel embarrassed about my age.
You're at that age that you feel embarrassed?
Especially when my next birthday hits.
Oh boy, you don't want to say your age?
No. People don't need to know.
That's hilarious.
There's a 3 in there somewhere.
There's a 3. Oh boy, you about to hit the big old 60. No.
No.
I feel you. I feel it, but I feel like I don't know if I'm ever going to get like, I say that now. I'm speaking maybe, you know, in the future I'll feel different, but have you had the feeling that that happens, I feel like, to everybody, where music kind of feels like you don't know who's like popping in hip hop or just in general in music anymore?
I don't understand why they're popping.
Oh, okay. You don't know like the song maybe that made them pop or why?
I can look it up.
Yeah.
And I can see that it's popping and I can see that people are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll listen to it and I'll just be like, why is this dope?
Mm. Yeah, and I get
that. It is a funny thing because we felt that way when we were coming, or yeah, other people felt that way about
when we were coming up.
Yeah.
Our generation, yep, and the artists in that generation.
And then the old school people, the people that were like KRS-One and Rakim, they were like, oh, that's Jay-Z and Nas shit. That's whack.
Yeah.
That's not the real shit.
That's so crazy that it happens like that. Yeah. Have you seen, I don't know if it's a real list, but you know how XXL does that freshman list every year? And like in a group me chat with all my friends from back home, they're like, supposedly this is the list. Mm-hmm. And I looked at all the names and I was like, I've only heard of 2 people from that list.
Who are the ones you heard of?
I can actually pull it up right now. So it was the ones that I remember that were on there was this guy named Sofago. The only reason why I know him is because my partner, she played one of his songs and she likes one of his songs. Mm-hmm. But like to me, I didn't really like the song because it sounded like he's singing off beat. Mm-hmm. And but like off beat to the point to where I'm like, where's your pocket? Where's the pocket at? Right. You know? Let me see. I actually have the list right here. It says freshman class. I'm going to read some of these lists. The other people that I knew were the Island Boys.
Okay.
You know, the Island Boys.
I think this list is fake.
Yeah, no, this is fake. But I'm going to name some people on here.
Okay.
It says, I hope I'm pronouncing these right. Estgee.
I've actually heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big Yavo. Yavo.
Nah.
PGF Nuke.
I thought you were going to say PF Changs.
KFC. No. PGF Nuke. Nardo Wick.
I heard of him.
Okay. Hannah Johans.
Hannah Montana?
No. Dusty Locaine. No. ABG Neil. All right, the Sofago dude, Scory, Erica Banks. All right, of course, Island Boys, Leroy.
The kid Leroy?
It just says Laroi.
That's got to be him. He's giant.
Oh, is he giant?
He's like the biggest thing ever now.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
You don't?
No, I don't know. Maybe I've heard like a song in passing or something.
He kind of sounds like if Post Malone was Justin Bieber.
Is he the one that did that? I'll be fucked up if you want me right back.
I guess.
Okay.
It's all the guitar, pop, rap, okay, singing stuff.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that makes sense. He had that one song that blew up on TikTok and just like,
I think he was cool with Juice WRLD.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He did stuff with Juice WRLD. Now he's just the biggest thing ever.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think Justin Bieber jumped on that remix of that song, if I remember right. Okay. There's another person called Ken the Man. No. Mm-hmm. Hot Boy West.
No.
Cash Page.
That's a girl, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Cash. I've probably seen her shaking her ass on Instagram.
Juicy Fruit.
Juicy, yeah, that's gum. That shit's good.
And then Kale Charles. Or so Callie Charles.
Why are these names so hilarious?
I don't know. But I read that list. But when I saw Island Boys, I was like, why are Island Boys there? They only had like a random little song. But, you know.
Yeah. That wasn't even a song. Did they drop that as a song?
I think they eventually did. But originally, it was just them kind of like freestyling wherever they were at. That's all it was.
Yeah, man.
But when I looked at that, I was like, oh, this is the moment that where I don't know half of these dudes, you know. And I'm more so... The people that I grew up listening to are like getting older and they're like, I don't know about you, but it kind of feels like, for example, like, you know, your J. Cole's, your Big Crits, your Kendrick Lamar's and all them. Mm. They put out the work, but then they're slowly kind of being like, you know what? I'm kind of done with hip hop in a way. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have to drop another record. They almost like retire in a way.
I think it's just they're just sitting back and just because. I feel like today's time, mm-hmm. it's like there needs to be something drop. Yeah. So these guys aren't in your face. Gotcha. So you kind of feel like they're falling back when they're just taking
time. They've just done a lot of work already and be like, okay, bet.
They're like, chilling. I got my money. I'll drop when I want to drop now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Rihanna used to drop an album literally every year. Since the first year she started, she dropped one album every year until 2015.
And then she
hasn't
stopped.
Dropped an album since.
That's wild. Do you know how many albums she's dropped?
A bunch.
I only know that first one where she had, was it Run the DJ or some song? Where she was kind of more like pop sounding.
Let me see.
Run the DJ, something, whatever. Where she was like playing into the Caribbean thing. Was it Good Girl Gone Bad?
Yeah. Good Girl Gone Bad, Rated R. Music of the Sun, Talk That Talk, A Girl Like Me. Wait, are these singles or albums?
Does it some of them
sound
like singles?
Good Girl Gone Bad, Unapologetic, Loud, Anti.
Anti.
That was the latest one.
Anti was the latest?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That was my shit.
Anti. Racist. no, but I get it though, because now, to be honest, do you think she's ever going to drop another album?
Yes.
Maybe like one after she's done taking care of the kid for a little bit and spending like being a family, being a mom and shit.
Yeah.
I could see that. She just drops it. It's people are getting older. Life's changing.
Yeah, bro.
Time is escaping us. No. I was going to say we can talk a little bit for a second about basically, you know, what's going on in the Ukraine.
Oh,
crazy. What a transition. What a segue. Because, you know.
Talk to me.
Time changing. It's really wild. I was reading some shit and, of course, listening to, like, Joe Rogan and looking up articles and shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know the Ukrainian president used to be, like, an actor?
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, a comedian as well?
It's crazy that he was literally the role before he became the president. He was the president of a TV show.
Wow.
So, it'd be like if America elected Kevin Spacey.
That's wild.
Did you ever watch that?
No, I never watched House of Cards.
That show was awesome.
I heard it was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it, but it was amazing.
I know, of course, with everything that happened to him, they had to like switch up the show a little bit.
Got rid of him.
Yeah, got rid of him, killed him off or something.
Something.
Spoiler alert, if you don't know. But that's wild. I was going to say, and then supposedly he's already survived 3 assassination attempts.
I saw that
in
as well.
A week.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine? That dude's got to be like, well, shit, I'm on high alert every single day.
Yeah, I mean...
It's.
I feel like the whole country is
basically. It's really crazy. It's like crazy to me. I think people always mention this, like from like online and then like on podcasts. It's crazy to me that war is still a thing.
Right.
That's like really wild. That the idea that this is still going on. It feels like as if it's kind of what's the word? Not prehistoric, but it's like an old thing that should have died out a long time ago.
Well, I saw that we are right now currently living in the most peaceful time in human history.
I wonder, is there like certain, I don't know if you remember, like what are the, not the ratings, but like what are they measuring that by?
Deaths by cause of war.
Okay, cause of death. Cause of war. Okay. That makes sense. I mean, we really have only had... Well, no, I was about to say world wars, but...
Well, no, I mean, there's literally always wars going on, and then, you know...
Yeah.
Even stuff we don't know about, somebody's warring somewhere.
Exactly. That's, like, super wild. It's funny because I think I was listening to a bunch of like podcasts talk about it, but it's really dope where in the Ukraine, have you seen all those like old, not old, but like older fighters and stuff coming back to like fight in Ukraine?
No, I heard that they were letting people actually into the country if people wanted to fight.
Yeah.
Even if you're not Ukrainian.
Exactly. Yeah. To like help them fight against the Russians.
That's crazy.
That's wild. But there's like some, I'm probably going to get the person wrong. I think it's a boxer named Shevchenko.
Lomachenko.
Something like that. He was like a heavyweight champion. He was like, all right, bet I'm coming back. He went back. And then two other like UFC fighters went back and like, all right, bet. And they all just like, bet we here now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's messed up, man. I was reading that Russia has, they are saying that the sanctions put on them is a declaration of war.
Oh, that's
they're taking it as a declaration of war. So you don't know. You never know. Something crazy could happen. Putin could decide to drop some nukes or to go at other countries.
Yeah,
you don't really know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
It's also interesting, too, because so their stock market, I think, has dropped 95%.
Ooh.
So all the Russian like billionaires over there, their worth has significantly just dropped. So overnight. It's like powerful people over there want to get rid of him, too.
Do you see that they put that $1 million bounty on them?
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
what? I think you got to make that bounty. Way I know
you got to make it because they were saying that a billionaire or two did it. And I'm like, you got to at least make it a billy. Like, because like, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people like, bet we're going to take that.
And then even I've seen people talk about it on social media. If you look at his meetings where you can look at one meeting, you know, of world leaders and they're sitting at a table. Mm-hmm. But when you look at people meeting Putin, the table is like 60 feet long and everybody's always way down there.
I saw that picture of him at the far end of the table and they're like on the other opposite end.
People have been posting a bunch of those lately.
Oh my God.
It's kind of a sad life. I mean,
it is.
Is he worried that everybody's going to take him out? Like,
exactly.
Man.
That's like a crazy life to live. And
what's the purpose? What's it for?
I don't know. I always try to figure out like, okay, well, what's going on? Because he had mentioned in a speech or something that he said the reason why people were saying that he was crazy a little bit, or he's not all there because of, he was saying that there's Nazis in the Ukraine and stuff like that. And we need to take them out because of Russian something. I can't remember exactly. And I was like, yo, is this dude like all here? Like, is,
I don't know. There could be some truth to that. Could be. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But like the way that he's going about it is like really wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I don't mean that they're Nazis are running things.
Of course.
But there may be some people in power that aren't the
best people.
Best of people. You never know. I think there's a little bit of that everywhere.
No, true. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll ever get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. There's always going to be people like that, I think. It's just, I guess, maybe about minimizing it as much, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, bro. I'm giving up.
We don't know what the fuck we're talking about this for.
But shout out to Ukraine, man.
Hopefully everything's better, and hopefully shit stops, because it's whack. War is whack.
Yes.
You know, but it's wild. But yeah, people are talking about supposedly, you know, it's wild to me. I can't fathom him being like, all right, babe, I'm about to launch a nuke. That's like wild.
I think United States is the only country that's ever launched a nuke.
And you see what it did after one. No, they dropped two, didn't they?
Two.
After that, they're like, all right, hold up.
Yeah.
That makes me think of like the shit that almost happened. Like, you've heard of that story of the nuke that got lost? Like, somewhere in like South Carolina, North Carolina?
Yeah, there was one that was dropped in South Carolina.
Yeah, but it never went off.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that, I mean, I don't know if the shit would still work or blow up and shit. But
it's not far from where I'm from.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And some guy's like field, like his there's actually like a plaque there. It's like one of those little historic plaques. When you're driving by it, you can stop and say this is the only location of a nuclear, you know, bomb drop or whatever.
Yeah. Holy shit. Like, did they dig it out and move it, or is it still there?
Oh no, they moved it. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was still there and they're like, nobody wants to touch it.
Nah.
It's gonna blow up.
Nah.
That's crazy to think that should happen. And so, welcome back.
Yo.
After our advertising.
Sponsored by Häagen-Dazs.
That's Häagen-Dazs. That's hilarious. You wanted to talk about Genius.
Yeah, man. Kanye, you know, Netflix documentary. If you're not aware, you're probably aware, but there's a Kanye documentary.
How long is each episode?
It's long. Each episode is like an hour 30.
Oof, like
so
a movie.
So there's three episodes. It is amazing. Like, the first episode is like one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Really?
And it's also, it's full of nostalgia, right? It's like, if you're a Kanye fan, were you a big Kanye fan back in the day?
College Dropout, first got it. I was like, yo, this is wild.
So you were tuned in when like all that stuff was going on.
Yep.
So this is dope because it literally shows the making. It shows everything that goes behind it. It shows like him as a person, shows a lot of stuff with him and his mom. And it's just, it's touching. It's dope. It's like an underdog story. And then you see him come up and it's just the first episode is incredible. Second episode, kind of the same, not as great as this, the first episode.
Okay.
But still dope. It's like the first two episodes, right? It's kind of like watching your friend win. It's like, yo, he's getting all these wins. This is amazing. But then the third episode is like watching your friend lose. It's like, damn.
Like all the crazy shit going on and everything. Yeah.
And you know, him and the filmmaker. So the filmmaker is a big part of the story as well. Yeah. He kind of tells his story, his relationship between him and Kanye. And then he kind of isn't around Kanye as much. And then all this stuff happens. And then he comes back in and out of Kanye's life kind of sporadically. But he also tries to piece together all the wild stuff that's like going on in Kanye's life. And man, that last episode is just kind of sad, man.
Watching it, does it feel like a downfall almost?
Yeah. Or you're watching someone kind of descend into
self-destruct or something.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, he lost his mother and it kind of seems like everything went downhill.
That's what I always thought. Yeah. I remember whenever 808s and Heartbreak came out, he had lost his mom like before it came out, I think. And after that, it's like, it kind of felt like, I felt like she kind of kept him in check and helped him, you know, stabilize a little bit. And so when that happened, and that's when, you know, you kind of noticed him and Amber Rose and all the shit, all the crazy shit he was doing or whatever. Because like, I almost feel like, not to say he didn't do crazy shit before, but it seems like when his mom was still there, it was in check more. Like she was there to be like, hey, with, you know, are you all right? What's going on? Let me talk to you. And then after that, you kind of didn't have anybody really to like watch over him like that, you know. And so that's why I know I wanted to check it out because I saw a clip where he was making Overnight Celebrity, and with and Jamie Foxx was in the studio. So I was like, damn, I remember this how they was making it, and he like had the idea for the hook or whatever, and just going through it. It's very nostalgic, and I was like, damn, this shit look hard as fuck. So
it's incredible. Anybody you know that's into music, into production, into hip hop, you got to watch it. It's amazing.
I got to watch that. I was going to say, like, because then you also mentioned, too, he did that song with The Game called Easy.
Yeah.
And then, like, the music video came out and people were talking about it. It's kind of wild because I actually saw, have you seen that clip of D.O. Hughley talking about it?
No.
So
talking about the video?
Talking about the video and talking about him, what's going on between him and his ex-wife,
what is Kim. That?
He was talking about that Kanye should chill out from that.
Yes.
And like he should like stop doing what he's doing where he's kind of stalking her and doing all this shit because it's just like a bad look and it's not good. It won't end well is what he's saying. And like when you listen to it, because you kind of when you kind of pay attention at first, I think what happens with what Kanye was doing, you know, you remember when he first got on, I want to say he first got on Instagram and he was making like these random posts where he was talking about, you know, Pete Davidson, everybody, it's and like everything that's going on, it almost seems like he's kind of having these manic episodes.
100%. And I mean, he's been doing that for a minute, even back on Twitter. Remember, he used to just go crazy on Twitter just before every album.
Exactly.
So people were like, yo, is this a problem or is this like an album, some kind of strategic album rollout type weird thing?
Exactly.
And people are even saying that again now because he's just about to drop Donda 2 and it's always, you know, doing all this crazy stuff. But
yeah, it's kind of crazy. But it's like when you do stuff like that on social media, most of the time, what's going to happen is like, unless he has somebody in his camp that's there to kind of like keep him in check, social media is going to run with it and just be like, you know.
I don't think you can keep Kanye in check.
Yeah,
I don't think he's the kind of person that can be kept in check anymore.
Man, yeah. I think what it is like, I just get worried because I'm just like, oh man, it looks like he's about to go off the rails.
So the music video, in case anyone doesn't know, Mm-hmm. It's claymation, and it's also real, you know, real video as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But basically, he cuts off Pete Davidson's head, and he's holding it. Oh, shit. As, you know, claymation, but also real life, too. There's a, you know, visual of him holding some, you know, fake, you some know, fake head. It looks creepy as hell. And then he buries the head. He puts seeds on it. He waters it, and then flowers grow out of the head, and then he picks the flowers.
That's so weird.
And, I think it's going to come back to haunt him.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be used in court one day. Because probably, yeah, you know, him and the Kim stuff is going to probably going to end horribly and go to court.
Yeah. Because, you know, he just made that post about divorce where he's talking about divorcing Kim Kardashian.
What about it?
He made a post that it's like some sort of, it's the word divorce, and underneath it, and like on each side of the post, it says divorce feels like this. It feels like this. It feels like this. Mm. And it's like basically him just kind of like talking about, I guess, how he's feeling right now with, cause he's getting divorced. They're getting divorced right now. And so it's kind of like real wild. It almost seems like he's kind of spiraling right now.
Man, it's way too public, man.
Way too public. Way too public. This shit should be behind closed doors.
Putting too much out there.
Yeah. And so I don't know, man. It's kind of wild. Like, I feel bad for him. But like some, like, you know,
I feel bad for Kim too.
That too, yeah. That's like, I think this is like the first time I'm like, oh shit, like, you know, she, because I don't know, was it? I don't know if they've got a restraining order on now. I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
because I think he still goes to like events with the daughter. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
went to the Super Bowl, and then he went to some basketball game or something. I don't know.
I just know that it's just wild. But yeah, I feel bad for Kim because, and then also like. Even Pete, you know,
yeah,
I feel bad for him because he kind of is caught in a crossfire just because he started, you know,
he's just like this goofy dude.
Yeah, he's just this goofy comedian, and he's like, oh, I'm over here trying to date, you know, this good looking girl, but then, you know, the ex, the crazy ex, is there, and then
whole time Kanye's trying to get Kim back. He's dating this other girl
that looks like her.
Or no, that's the new girl.
Oh, that's the new girl. Gotcha. Then
there was the lady, Julia Fox.
Julia Fox. Are they still dating?
I don't know. Uh-oh. She's wild as hell. Have you seen any of the stuff about her?
Uh-uh.
I don't want to judge people, man. But she's fucking out there. Like,
really? Like, what is she, a model or what is she?
Actress. Did you see, what's the Adam Sandler movie?
Uncut Jams.
Did you see that?
No. I haven't seen it yet. But. Okay. She was in there?
She's like the love interest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
His wife. I think it's either his wife or his girlfriend.
That's so crazy.
She was dope in that movie.
Was she?
But she...
That's like, I guess, what makes her crazy? Like, what makes her wild?
She's very out there, sexually, I guess. And look, man, I don't want to judge people, man. But there's this one picture, right?
Uh-huh.
I think the picture is real.
Okay.
Where she's like sucking on... It's either like a cow or like a udder.
Okay.
And it just looks
questionable.
Like some animal porn.
Whoa.
And I was just like, yo, I did not need to see that. Like, the world, that picture shouldn't be on the internet.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes crazy attracts crazy. Or, you know, it'd be like that. So then I'm assuming, so then they're not together anymore. Now he moved on to the new girl that kind of looks like her.
I mean.
But yeah, this is where like.
Crazy attracts crazy. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What about opposites attract? So like.
That
if,
too.
If
that
opposite, too. Who would be the opposite of Kanye?
Opposite of Kanye.
Who should Kanye date?
Let me think. Ooh, I don't know. Kanye might need to work on himself first before he dates anybody.
Who's like the calmest, most like underspoken, like.
Artist or
celebrity?
Celebrity, underspoken. Oh boy, I was about to say, for some reason I was going to say Emma Watson, but who's soft spoken?
I don't know.
Like, I'm trying to think of like people. I don't know, man. Because like that's the industry. This industry is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of the time you don't come out normal after going through a lot of shit like Kanye's gone through. So. Yeah. He's like a product of, you know, everything that he's experienced. So.
And, you know, mental health, you know what I mean? Maybe he's bipolar and, you know.
Off the meds or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he should, speaking of off the meds, did you see that shit where I think Kanye had made a post on Instagram, right? And then somebody commented on the post that said, before Donda 2 came out, he was like, oh, Kanye's off the meds. That's how I know this project's going to be fire.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye took it, saw the comment, posted the comment, and said, "This is rude. I'm not off the mess." Da, da, da. And then the people who were like big Kanye stans went and like were bullying the person that made that comment. Mm. So much to the point to where the person deactivated their account and got off social media. It's wild, man. People, I think people who are obsessed like that are like tripping. They need to get some help too.
Well, I think Pete deactivated his social media. Yep. There was somebody that was kept threatening to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people are wild, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just, I guess I don't understand what makes people act like that, you know, and get obsessed and be like, I will do whatever for this person, you know? It's wild. People need a, I almost feel like when you kind of see it, this whole industry and stuff, even in the world, maybe it's probably because of social media too, but everybody, there needs to be a big emphasis on mental health as far as like making sure everybody's good, and to keep from shit like that happening where people are threatening each other. I'm gonna kill you because you said, or you're dating Kim or whatever, you won't let Kanye get back to blah blah blah. It's just wild that shit can happen.
I don't I don't know what to say.
No, I feel you.
I don't know what answer.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's really wild. I think that's one fear that I used to have when first doing music. Mm-hmm. I was like, I more so was looking at it like, well, I'd like to do music and make a living from it. That's mm-hmm. what I thought, right? I don't care about getting famous. Mm-hmm. That's not a thing that's important to me. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, damn, this kind of reminds me of, you know, how Michael Jackson was. He was like even bigger than Kanye.
Yeah.
You know, and the life that he lived, that was very secluded and closed off. Like he couldn't do normal things like a normal person, you know, mm-hmm. and what that does and how that affects somebody and their psyche and like them actually being able to be normal, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know if there's really anybody else like that anymore. I don't know if people will get up to there anymore.
What, to that level of stardom?
Yeah.
Beyonce, Jay-Z, or maybe the closest, Rihanna.
I don't know
if they are that level, but they're probably the closest.
I feel like maybe like Beyonce or like Rihanna they're very famous. Yeah. They're like the closest to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll do more, if they'll be able to, if they ever want to go up that high, you know?
Right.
And so it's just wild.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the random thing when Kanye posted? You ever see that produced by Zach dude?
No, what's that?
Where he would always put, like, every time that Kanye posted something, he'd be like, "Kanye the GOAT, no cap." And he would post it, like, multiple times. And he did it so much to the point that he started to become a meme on social media.
No.
And people were like, if your friends don't support you like that dude does, are they really your friends?
Mm.
I had to block him. I blocked him because I was like, I'm tired of seeing these comments.
I'm not hip.
No, yeah. If you ever like look in the comments, it's like wild. But I'd be quick to block people on social media just because. I even block people because they post something that I don't like.
I've started doing that on Twitter.
Oh, really?
When I see some wild shit, I just block it.
It's just like, it's just like, it makes it, like, sometimes I used to feel bad for doing it, mm-hmm. you know, but then after I was like, no, this isn't bad, you yeah. know, it's just like, I don't want to see this shit on my timeline, you know, so I do that. There's like, whenever I'd be on TikTok, there was this person who was I might have shown you one of their posts. They were like this art, like psychedelic art type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that art. It makes me feel weird.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And this dude saw it. And then I showed it to my girl. And like, she was like, this is amazing. And I was like, I blocked this person because I hate this stuff. And I was like, it makes me feel weird. And I was like, I don't want to look at this. So I blocked them.
I want to buy it and put it in the living room.
Bro, if that's the case, I'd have to like get a sheet to put over it when I was like up there or something. But yeah, I don't like that psychedelic type of art. It should make me feel weird. I don't know what that says about me, but
yeah, man, you didn't develop correctly, bro.
But yeah, I think I've blocked.
It's because you got ran over when you were a kid.
Ran over?
Yeah.
That's funny. I still remember that. Yeah. I have moments like that. A lot of those moments where
whenever you're crossing the street.
Yeah. No, not really. I do pay attention to like whenever cars are moving. I'll be like, hold on.
That's a good thing. Everyone should do that.
Yeah, everybody should pay attention. Yeah, look both ways, but. But no, but yeah. I was going to bring up, too, moving on from Kanye. I'm pretty sure you haven't seen it yet. What? I know I'm going to go watch it tomorrow. The Batman came out.
I have not seen it.
I've heard, of course.
I finally saw Spider-Man.
Finally? Uh-oh. What'd you think? You didn't sound too happy.
I thought it was dope.
You thought it was dope?
Mm-hmm. It would have been amazing if the whole world didn't know, you know.
Spoiler alert.
Should we just spoil it? It's been forever.
It's been about a month.
Everyone should know.
Yeah.
There's three Spider-Mans.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Imagine if you saw that movie.
And didn't know it.
And didn't know that.
Yeah.
It would have been like, oh, shit.
Yeah. There was people, like, I think there's another example of that. That I think, yeah, that would have been a bigger, like, holy shit. Like, I didn't know that was happening. You remember Thor Ragnarok?
Is that the one with Hulk?
Yeah. So in the trailer, they show Hulk, but people always say, like, if they wouldn't have shown that and shown, like, it would have been such a bigger payoff and a bigger surprise that people would have been like, holy shit.
Did you see the trailer for the new Doctor Strange?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a spoiler there. Did you catch the spoiler?
Yeah. You talking about Professor X?
Why did you just say that?
Because it's in the trailer.
But maybe they didn't see
Oh, shit. Well, that's what everybody says. Professor X, supposedly.
Why? Yeah, I actually saw something about this recently where there was some director, right? Mm-hmm. And they supposedly did a... it was actually about Castaway.
Okay.
Which not a whole lot happens in Castaway. Yeah. But if you watch the trailer, supposedly the trailer shows the entire movie. Like exactly what happens.
Oh, really?
Step by step through the whole movie. And then you could just get the movie by watching the 2 to 3 minute trailer.
That's hilarious.
But they say they've done studies on this. Mm-hmm. And movies perform better when you know exactly what you're going into. They perform better financially.
Yeah.
The directors hate it. The people hate it, but they do that. They do it that way for money reasons.
Money reasons.
Which sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
So stop watching trailers.
Yeah. There are people who don't want it spoiled. Yeah, some people I know, a few people do that. They're like, I just want to go in blind.
There's this dope ass, let me Google it real quick just to. Are you into you like sci-fi stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's this incredibly dope. It's called Time Crimes.
Time Crimes.
It's a time travel movie, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's dope as fuck. Mm-hmm. You should go watch it. It's a foreign language. It's subtitles.
Okay.
But do not watch the trailer.
Oh, it ruins it.
There's a
big spoiler.
What's the word for it?
There's a twist. Oh, a twist. Oh, and they spoil it.
The fucking trailer shows you. Here's the twist. Like, bro, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah, that's whack.
I recommend that movie to anybody that likes sci-fi. It's a really
Time Crimes.
It's a really weird movie.
Is it a Korean film? Time Crimes.
I think it's is it Spanish?
Oh, Spanish. Okay.
Nacho Vigalondo. That's the director.
You just cursed me out, bro.
Nacho Vigalondo.
Okay, so it's like Spanish.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. I'm gonna have to check that out.
I don't know why I went out on that tangent. I'm sorry.
You were talking about Batman. Yeah, Batman. But I was saying that because people have been saying the reviews have come back and people are like, wow, this is amazing. And I don't like it when people do that. Like, I think what should happen, of course, it'll never happen, is that when a movie comes out, social media should ban anything to do with each, but they won't do it because, of course, they want the interactions. Yeah. But I don't like it when people post, like, this was amazing. I think it'd be a better idea for people to go in blind and watching it and then giving it, like, I don't know, the box office weekend or a week or something, but that'll never happen. But I don't like that because then what happens to me is then, you know how people say, this is amazing, this is amazing, this is amazing. You hear it over and over and you go in with these high expectations. Sometimes you end up leaving like, that shit was all right.
That happened to me with the Joker movie. I didn't really think it was that amazing.
I thought it was cool. I wasn't like, just like amazed at it.
Yeah, but people I thought it was the best ever.
You know? Yeah. I was going to say, to go back what you were talking about with Castaway, do you know the movie Shaun of the Dead?
Yes, I've only seen pieces of it.
Okay. So in that movie, it had nothing to do with the trailer, but there's a moment in the movie that kind of basically tells you what's going to happen in the movie.
Really?
Because it's an older movie. It's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, Shaun of the Dead, Simon Pegg, and Nick Frost.
I have seen the whole thing. They start out in a pub, bar.
Yeah, it's a guy, they just go to the pub all the time, and then a zombie apocalypse happens.
Yeah.
And so basically, at the beginning of the apocalypse, they go to the pub, and he has a moment where he goes, they're like, so what's the plan? And then he explains the plan, and the plan is basically what happens in the movie. But it's kind of like subtly in there. They're like, this is what's going to happen. And then they kind of do it just so ever so slightly with some subtle changes in the plot or whatever. And you're like, oh, that's basically what ended up happening. So you know what happens.
So Tom Crimes is from Spain.
Oh, Spain. Okay, Spain. Nice.
Yeah.
Time Crimes. I'm going to have to check that out.
I saw someone I follow on Twitter said that this was the best Batman.
Oh, boy. So this makes me think.
I'm raising your expectations.
Oh, now I'm going to, because I'm seeing it tomorrow. So by the time this episode comes out, I would have already seen it. But I have people, I have seen people talk about it. I wonder, though, if I'm going to go in there, because, of course, I grew up watching, I saw the Michael Keaton one. I saw the George Clooney one, which was not good.
It was good when we were kids.
It was good because you're like, nah, look at that. Wow. Look at Two-Face. But, of course, I really liked the Christian Bale Batman. I thought that was probably, like, the most dopest and grounded, like, Batman ever. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then I like Christopher Nolan, so that was, he did really well with it. This one, I'm interested because of how people describe it. They talk about it as, it's not just a Batman movie, but it's more of a thriller.
It's a sad boy movie.
Sad boy. Yeah, emo. It's emo Batman. Emo Batman. Yeah.
I saw someone say this.
That's hilarious. Emo Batman.
I'd say it's a sad Batman.
It's I think it's going to be interesting, though. I think it'll, at first, I'm not going to lie. You remember when they first announced who was going to be Batman? They're like, Robert Pattinson. I was like, this motherfucker, really?
I think everyone said
everybody
that.
Was like, what the fuck?
But then when you saw the footage, you were like, oh, okay.
Hold on.
Emo Batman. I fuck with emo Batman.
Vampire boy got something. Hold on.
He shouldn't be happy.
So, we'll see.
Yeah,
but I'm excited to see that. And then what's the Catwoman's name? What's her name?
Zoe
Kravitz.
Yeah, she looks like a dope Catwoman.
She does. She actually does.
Would you rather be Spider-Man or Batman?
I think I'd rather be Batman because he got money.
I think you're right, but Spider-Man seems happy.
He does seem he's happier.
And Batman seems sad.
Batman is more stoic and he's very sad.
Yeah.
I think he needs to see a therapist. Because he doesn't get over his parents dying.
That's a tough one.
It is. Because you got to think about it, though. Batman, which they're both pretty smart. One has more money than the other. One, I don't know. That's actually good. I think Batman's cooler. But Spider-Man's cool, too.
I want to be Spider-Man. Even though I'm poor.
Living in New York.
I'm the people's hero.
The people's hero. That actually made me think of...
Do the people love Batman? I feel like the people don't fuck with Batman.
No,
the people of Gotham.
They kind of like. I think it's kind of split down the middle. Some people love him, some people hate him. You know, what was I about to say? Something about Spider-Man. Was it the movie? Oh, I know what it was. Mm. Whenever you spoiler alert, when you realize there's more than one Spider-Man. Mm. You watched it at home, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was at the theater. There was like a few people there like, oh my God. And then I was like, y'all made this shit bigger than it was.
What do you mean? Oh, the like, people when they saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of made me think of, I don't know if, you remember when we went to go see Endgame and people were cheering whenever the Avengers came back and everybody was like, yeah, that felt like a real moment.
Yeah.
This one, I understand people were happy and they're like, yay, you know, the other Spider-Man. But I was like, all right. It was cool, but
I agree.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I felt a little bad for Toby. I felt a little bad for him because he looked a little old. You know, it's been some years, you know. He looked a little old. And I was like, this is old Spider-Man.
What has Toby been in since Spider-Man?
I feel like he stopped acting for a little bit. He might have done some stuff, but I think he kinda took a break.
Dang, Toby.
Yeah. It's always funny when you see him. Have you seen the video of him and paparazzi?
Yeah, he don't fuck with paparazzi.
Bro, he does not fuck with them.
Yeah.
He hates paparazzi. Like, I've seen him, he was about to drive away, and he was yelling at paparazzi who got in the way. He's like, get the fuck out the way!
Yeah, he don't fuck with them at all.
I don't think any of the Spider-Men do, except for, like, Tom Holland.
No, the other two do. There's something I want to show you, but...
Uh-oh.
It's not really appropriate.
Oh, can't show it on the podcast. Sorry, guys.
Can't show it on the podcast, but it's the most amazing moment from Spider-Man.
Oh, boy. I feel like you're setting me up here.
Hey, God. Hopefully, I can find it soon.
Oh, boy.
Because the most amazing Spoderman moment. We're really
most amazing. We're really killing time. I'm really here.
Killing the podcast right now.
Spider-Man was cool though. I still feel like though. Can I talk about the story real quick?
What, Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I got a little upset at Spider-Man.
Why?
Because he fucked shit up.
Yeah, you got to kill the bad guys. You got to send them back.
That's where I was like...
Stop trying to save the fucking bad guys.
I was thinking in that whole movie, I was like, you did all this.
Batman does the same dumb shit where he won't kill the Joker.
Yeah. Kind of need each other. But I just don't... Like, he was like, we can send them back. But let me get this straight. At the end, you know when everybody goes back?
Yeah.
After everything? And then Doctor Strange makes everybody forget everything?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that basically, like, it just restarted everything?
I guess.
And I was like, what a fucking waste of time.
Exactly.
You could have avoided all this and you still could have been with your girl.
Exactly.
And your friends, but no. You fucked shit up.
SMH, bro. SMH. I can't find this clip.
Somebody's going to post a comment like, you guys are just Spider-Man haters.
I can't find this clip. Oh, well.
Oof. That was a setup. God said, not today.
I'm going to find it. Just not right now.
Well, and we're back.
We're back.
All right. It's that time.
We're in business.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, we're in a new space. People have, I forgot to mention that at the top.
Yeah.
We're in a new space.
It's different. I don't know where we
Empty walls.
It's very...
very bare.
Yeah, I like it.
It is dope, though. It is dope. I wish y'all could see the art that's like behind the camera, but whatever. Anyway, it's that time.
It's that time.
I'll go first.
All right.
That's my dog. It's all right. Whatever. So, I have a not all here moment that happened actually, because I don't like showing people shit, but moved to a new place, mm-hmm. right? And of course, you're here. You've seen it. It's a really nice place. Very big jump and an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Really dope. So... Finally settled in. Randomly, one night, we have these color lights on. Now, you can't really see it from the camera here, but there's like windows right next to me over here on this side. And before I got blind, it was just open windows. So one night, I had gotten like some color light bulbs so I can change the colors, give it a vibe when I want to record or if people are here, just chill, vibe it out. I think I leave it on blue. It's like blue light. I go upstairs real quick and like my monitors are on and shit and there's like stuff playing on them. And I'm upstairs. I think I'm like eating dinner with P, my partner. And we're just sitting like eating. All of a sudden I hear the doorbell ring. Also, I should mention that I'm also like 2-3 White Claws in. So I'm a little tipsy. Whatever.
Oh, the guy rang the doorbell?
Yeah, rang the doorbell. Ring the doorbell. And I go downstairs and I look through the window and it's this white guy. He's got long hair and a beard. Kind of look like you from a different dimension.
It's me from the future.
From the future.
I came to warn you, bro. And you shunned me away.
Turn your lights off.
I warned you, bro.
No, so I look and it says, dude, he actually wore a backwards cap. I'm not going to lie. The more I think about it, it did kind of look like you.
I was trying to tell you, bro.
You went down the wrong path.
You turn those lights off.
Lord, no. So I go down there and open the door and he looks at me and he's just like, hey, you know your lights, it's a blue light. That's what he says. And I'm like, huh? And then he looks at me and he looks at the room and he goes, never mind. And he just walks off, right? So he walks off and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? Who is this? Is this the person that's in the little neighborhood? And all of a sudden, I hear P. She goes, there's a man on the steps. And I was like, huh? I look down and it's the same dude and he's just sitting on our front steps. And she's like, should we call the police? I'm like, yeah, let's call the popo, whatever. Get him up here. Get him out here because I don't want to deal with him. Call the police and they're like, okay, we're sending somebody. And he's just like smoking. He starts smoking. I was like, yo, is this a dude that lives in the neighborhood that's just drunk and he forgot how to get to his house? He sits there, smokes, and then he just looks around, gets up and just walks off and disappears into the night.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And then it's funny. The cops actually called me back. They were like, we can't find your place. They couldn't find it because it's like a newly built like area or whatever. And then they're like, well, what does the guy look like? And then they're like, do you still need us to come over? And I was like, no, you're fine. He's like, all right, deuces.
I don't know if I ever told the story about Because were you at the house when someone knocked on our door at 2 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
I never told that as a not all here moment.
Oh, my God. That's actually a better story than mine.
I'm going to save it.
Are you talking about the one where silence, like, talk? Yeah, yeah.
I forgot, yo. I never said that as a not all here moment.
Tell that story. This is a crazy story.
No, I'm going to save that one.
Oh, you're going to save it? Yeah, I'm going to save that. Okay, all right, I'm going to save that one. Because you got the other one. Okay, okay, okay. Next time. Damn, man, I wish I could tune in next time for that episode.
Wild. Yeah, man. People knocking on doors, guy.
Crazy.
Crazy. All right. So, my not all here moment, not a good one.
Oh, boy.
Not a good one. So, I was working at Office Depot for a while in Florence, right?
Okay.
So, I'm in the back. I'm in the break room. And there's a guy sitting at the table. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was eating or if I was eating or if we were both eating. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Me and him aren't really friends, but we talk. Okay. You know, just like someone.
Kind of like a coworker or something.
At work.
Yeah, yeah.
So me and him are having a conversation, and then all of a sudden, it's like he goes somewhere different, and he's kind of like this.
Twitching?
And it was in the middle of me asking, I think I had just asked him a question, and then at first I was like, are you pranking me? Like, what? Like, I'm like, yo, like, are you good? And he wouldn't say anything.
Whoa, that's creepy.
So I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh shit, what do I do? I'm yeah. like, is this guy okay? And he's just like,
what the hell?
It's not funny.
Yeah, but, that's a weird like situation to be in.
Yeah, so literally I'm sitting there for like 10, 15 seconds. I'm like, well shit, do I just
walk away?
Yeah, like, I mean, he doesn't seem to be in discomfort.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, do I go get somebody? Do I call 911? Like, you know, so someone comes in the break room and actually saves me. And they're like, oh, shit. So they know the guy and they know that he has seizures.
Oh,
he was having a seizure.
Holy.
So the other coworker, I guess they were like real cool. You know, they had known each other for a long time. And he comes over. He's just kind of, you know, rubbing on dude's back and just like talking to him. And he's looking at me and he's like, yo, don't tell this to anyone. Whoa. Because this guy, they don't know if they'll allow him to continue to have this job if he could have seizures in front of the customers out front.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're like, yo, this is a secret. This just stays between us in this room.
Wow. And you're like, all right.
I'm just like, all right, guys. Hold it down. Yeah.
That's wild.
Shout out to that guy, man. Hopefully he's out there prospering.
Yeah. That's crazy. Can you imagine like if he was having that and he was looking at you and he was like, help me. And he couldn't say it.
He's looking at me like, this motherfucker's not doing anything.
Or he was trying to say, don't say anything.
Go get the manager.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So, and then he was still there even after you left, by the time you left that job? Was he still there?
I think so.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And like, I guess you know how sometimes on seizures, they'll tell you to look for signs of a seizure. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look back at it now, you're like, oh yeah, he had, you know, there's like some sort of like acronym or something like to pay attention to breathing, responding. Oh, because he wasn't responding.
Yeah, he wasn't responding.
Oh.
But, you know, I had always assumed a seizure was like, you
shaking,
know.
Shaking, you're like.
Like intense shaking.
Exorcism.
He just had a very small like head twitch. And it was almost like nothing was happening. It's almost like he kind of went to somewhere else. And he just wasn't really looking at anything.
Yeah.
Wasn't saying anything. Wasn't breathing differently.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild. And did he got over it after the dude helped him out? Or do you remember?
I think so. Yeah.
And then he was like, sorry, I had to reboot. So
I didn't talk to him about it. I figure that's one of the things that, you know, he probably doesn't want to talk about that.
He's like, yeah, just forget it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can imagine. That's like one thing that I think I used to be scared of like if somebody was having a seizure and me not recognizing that, you know, because I think there used to be all these little advertisements of like, you know how to spot a seizure. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, is half of their face kind of like not responding? Are they breathing, like you said, breathing correctly? And all these little signs or whatever that'll let you know. And so I was like, damn, I wonder if I've ever seen anybody have that. And I just didn't know.
Probably not.
You know.
Yeah.
But hey.
You never know.
Anyway, that's the podcast. Sorry,
yeah,
man,
sorry for making
the,
you know.
Make sure you learn the what do they call it? The notices if someone's having a seizure. It's helpful.
Yeah.
One thing real quick before we end. Have you ever, do you know the Heimlich maneuver?
No.
No?
But my mom has saved my dad's life.
With it?
He was eating at KFC. And got food stuck in his throat. And she literally was, you know, and the food flew out of his, out of his mouth.
One thing that I learned or that I looked up was, one, how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
I don't know how to. I need to.
It's like you have to get at a certain area of the stomach, and then I fucking forgot. I had to look it up again. And then you just, you know, you pump basically to shoot out whatever. But I also looked at it, you know, because you can learn that for babies as well. Like, but you can't do it as hard. It's just like a little softer. Then I also looked it up for dogs because, you know, dogs will be choking on shit when they're into things they don't need to be into. And I learned it because I was like, just in case one day she's choking,
right,
I need to know how to like just boop and get that out of there.
I looked that up as well, but I forgot. Yeah.
For dogs. It's wild.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's helpful. You could save a life.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the podcast.
Do your Googles.
Do your Googles. Episode 53, the start of a new beginning.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody listening, or if you're watching on the YouTube. And welcome to the new space of the podcast. We might even do it in a different little spot around the new location. But if you're listening, make sure you rate, review, and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Really helps us reach new listeners. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Not All Here Podcast. Also, make sure you follow Cool Ass People on Instagram, Cool Ass PPL. And then follow our personal pages. Mine is It's Easy L. And Jetty?
Follow me at JRB the Producer on whatever platform your heart desires, but only if it makes you feel right. If you don't feel right about it, don't do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.